USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is facing his second day of questioning today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Things did get a bit testy as Senator Cory Booker released classified information and called out Senator John Cornyn by name. Senator Cornyn then responded to Booker.
Running for president is no excuse for violating the rules of the Senate or of confidentiality of the documents that we are privy to. This is no different from the senator deciding to release classified information that is deemed classified by the executive branch because you happen to disagree with the classification decision.
Hollywood actor and director Burt Reynolds died today at the age of 82 years old. Reynolds suffered an apparent heart attack, and President Trump is en route to a Make America Great Again rally, this one being held tonight in Billings, Montana. You can always check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The illegal immigrant charged with abducting and killing Molly Tibbetts worked on that dairy farm under a different name, John Budd. A source from the family farm said Christian Rivera worked under the name Budd for at least 4 years, and the managers were not aware of his illegal status. What brought Kim Kardashian West to the White House again this week? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The reality TV star and wife of rapper Kanye West meeting with members of the administration on Wednesday to discuss the clemency process for nonviolent drug offenders. Kardashian West recently said that she's been working on the case of Chris Young, who's serving a life sentence for drug offenses. The judge who convicted him also reportedly at the White House with Kardashian West at the time to advocate for prison reform. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial was up 20 points to close the day at 25,995. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
With the midterm elections just around the corner, just how confident is Vice President Mike Pence that the GOP will maintain its edge in the Senate and House? He joined CBN and was asked about Republicans maintaining control of the House and Senate.
The President and I are very confident that if we get out and tell the story of the progress that we're making in this country, progress that's created nearly 4 million jobs, rebuild our military, has America standing tall in the world again, being respected again. We tell that story all across this country. We're going to make history in 2018.
A Maryland crab restaurant responded to PETA putting up a Go Vegan billboard by putting up a billboard of his own. John Minkadakis is the owner of Jimmy's Famous Seafood in Baltimore, Maryland. He hit back at PETA by placing his own billboard. He joined Fox News earlier today to talk about the billboard and what he thought of PETA's billboard.
It was just an attack on our livelihood, an attack on our industry. So obviously we felt the need to fight back a little bit. And as you said, claw back and defend our honor, defend our livelihood, and most importantly, be able to continue to provide for our employees and the entire industry throughout the state. Thousands of people throughout the state of Maryland depend on the crab industry, whether it be a fisherman, a crabber, a restaurateur like myself, servers, busboys, dishwashers. It goes on and on. The ripple effect is profound. So I was not going to take this line down.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.